PCB sludge from Little Lake Butamore will be deposited in a specially engineered landfill near the town of Vinland in the Fox Valley. Town residents petitioned the DNR and EPA to explore vitrification instead. That's a high-temperature melting process developed by Minergy Corporation of Neenah. Terry Carroll is Minergy's regional manager. He says vitrification destroys PCBs, while landfilling merely stores them. Carroll says his company wants to meet with DNR officials to discuss exactly why their process was ruled out, and he hopes vitrification can still be used elsewhere.
And we plan to meet with them to talk about the downstream sections of the Fox, where there's a little more sediment and probably there's a more significant economy of scale.
The Little Lake Butamore section of the river is relatively less contaminated when compared to upper sections in De Pere and Green Bay. Vitrification on the lower river would have cost $100 million, compared to $66 million for landfilling. But the DNR's implementation coordinator for the Fox River cleanup, Greg Hill, says it's still an option for the more polluted parts of the river.
It's something that you have operating for 10 years or more to really get the average cost or the unit cost down.
To get EPA approval, vitrification must be determined to be a proven technology. It's never been used on a large-scale project before. The EPA is finishing its final evaluation of the technology. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.